it really is a line in the sand for me. The children, when these damn shots are experimental, and we now know are killing people in mass. In fact, I have a stack of articles right here in the U.S. and around the world of children and young people, and the numbers show it, dying of heart attacks and myocarditis at 40, 50, 60,000 times the previous number. Because used to, children having heart attacks, unless it was congenital, born with heart problems, was absolutely ultra rare. But it's not rare now. It's as common as the sun coming up in the morning. And it gets worse. Did you know pediatric cancer until the 70s was non-existent? If a kid had cancer previous to the 70s, doctors would get on airplanes to fly across the country to see a child with cancer because it was so rare. Now, you can't swing a stick at the shopping mall and not hit a kid that's got cancer. They are murdering us, and I'm not just going to sit here while they normalize on the sides of buses and TV ads, not just here, but all over the world, that, hey, heart attacks are normal in kids. No, they are not. Now, I want to get into the really big news here, the real crimes of these people, that if we don't stop them, it's on us. CDC expands updated COVID-19 vaccine to include children ages 5 through 11. The CDC is now making it recommended, which then gives liability protection to Pfizer, Moderna, and the other criminal organizations that gave us this poison gene therapy that's killed millions of people worldwide. That's all come out. That gives them liability protection now once the schools make it a quote, listed recommended vaccine. They lie and say it's mandatory. It's not. So no other country's giving it to children. Other countries have suspended it for everybody. There's criminal investigations in the EU. They had to fire three boards at the FDA and the CDC to be able to even get this done, the booster shots, the rest of it. And then they double down and say, we're going to go into the public schools, other schools, and most of the private schools roll over and say, yes, we're going to put all these things into the children. And if they survive that, well, they're coming for their testicles and breast when the government schools and other schools form a relationship with your child, have them, as we show the San Francisco school district documents that are the same nationwide, where they secretly form a relationship with your 5, 6, 7-year-old, teach them they're really another sex, put them in a file, and then the school basically comes in and takes away parental rights. Now they're introducing legislation across the country to criminalize parents who try to stop it. That's coming up. I mean, the evil meter here is so off the chart, it's just unspeakable. And the average person just can't believe this is happening, but it really is. But here is Tony Lyons of Skyhorse Publishing that published The Great Reset and The War for the World. Here he is talking about the most corrupt and greedy people in the country have taken over, and he's talking about the globalists and the big pharma companies that now run our country and aren't just making money. Their mission is to kill us on record. It came out in Bayer documents, you name it, that it's about depopulation. Here he is talking about the new film.
I'm bringing Tony Lyons now to join Jeff. Tony, tell me about Skyhorse and all the times you've been published, because you've published a couple of three controversial books. On the scale of what Skyhorse considers controversial, how controversial is the real Anthony Fauci?
So I don't think that it should be controversial, but I think that viewers have to realize that the most corrupt, the greediest people in this country have taken over the government. They're trying to control your ability to see what's going on, and this has to be stopped. People have to watch this movie and understand how this country is run.
What you had a vision for this when we first talked about the book, and Bobby, you had a vision for this becoming a film. How did you get Jeff, and how did you get it done so quickly? Because as being a filmmaker myself, given the complexity of the topic, it's kind of stunning to me that you guys are finished already at the quality level of the film I've seen, which is absolutely brilliant. How did you envision this, and how did you get it going so quickly?
Well, so, you know, we were desperate to get this movie made because we felt that, you know, it's a big, complicated book. And, you know, I think that there tens of millions of people in this country who want to hear this story. Some of them were prevented from doing it because there was a censorship campaign that was waged against this book that's unprecedented in U.S. history, that on every level it was censored. But even people who wanted to read it, in some cases, just couldn't do it. It was just too big a mountain to climb. And this is a long, complicated, incredibly exciting, but also shocking book. But I think that, you know, this is the most important movie of the year, and we wanted it to come out quickly while it was still so relevant to decisions people make and to politics in this country. So we, you know, had a couple of different people who wanted to make it, and we heard a presentation from Jeff, and he just seemed like the perfect person who was going to get it done, work day and night, and that's what he's done.
Tony Lyons, correct me if I'm wrong, with all the damning evidence and his interview on War Room blew up, he's calling guys murderers, you never got sued. So what is it in the book that Jeff Hayes made a film of that would have every distribution platform shut down to you, sir?
Because this book is saying that the most powerful health official in this country, the person who was essentially running the country during the pandemic, is absolutely corrupt, is working for the pharmaceutical companies at the expense of public health, and that he's been doing that now for 2.5 years, that hundreds of thousands of people have died unnecessarily, and that it's the point now where we need truth and reconciliation. We need tens of millions of people to watch this movie, to share this movie, to get a hold of it in any way they can, in order to begin to understand what's happened, to be sure that it never happens again in this country, or hopefully anywhere.
Absolutely. And we're going to have the folks on tomorrow that made the film. We're probably getting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on soon. But I'm not being paid to promote this film, though I'm going to try to get DVDs of it. Even though DVDs are old school, they can't censor that like digital stuff. I am going to try to get involved, and obviously we sold the Real Anthony Fauci book as well at InfoWars.com. But I'm just promoting this because the book put a major hole in the globalists. Joe Rogan come out against him was also huge. Obviously, all of our work got that event horizon to the point of no return. So we were the ground troops that established the beachhead. It's not about who gets the credit. I'm just laying out how we won. This audience, the beachhead, and then Rogan, JFK Jr., or RFK Jr., all of that, we got that done. And now a film will be 10 times bigger, and we're going to arrest these people. They're going to go to prison. They're going to pay for what they've done. So that's why this is so incredibly critical. And speaking of Fauci, we're going to come back from break with him now, all over the news saying he never was for lockdowns. He was never for social distancing. He was never for any of this. And I just searched Anthony Fauci calls for schools to stay closed and found all these videos and all these articles, but I don't need to even play those. You remember it. You remember it. So he's just a total monster. And they count on you and I and all of us not having a memory. And then I've got the clip I mentioned that we're going to be getting back into and the news articles where they're coming for the children forcibly now. And for me, this is a line in the sand. I'm trying to fix this peacefully. I'm not going to offensively go out and attack anybody like they are us. But they try to come take your kid and give them all these shots, or somebody does it without parental consent, which they're doing all over the world, not just here. Well, it's an act of violence. It's an act of rape with a biological system that implants them with a system that basically causes AIDS. They want to inject your children with an AIDS-causing compound. I think we have a right to say no to that. Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the New World Order comes after you. Now, I knew that. And for 28 years, I've been on air exposing these people, and together we've had a great effect. But listen, they're coming after us right now. They're trying to shut us down, but they can't beat the power of we the people, of you and I together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible, game-changing products while at the same time keeping us on air. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get an additional 10% off on the deals that are at least 40% off. Many are 50% off on Vitamin Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, you name it. So on top of 50% off, at checkout with promo code 1776 or 1776, an additional 10% off annual Patriot points. This is by far the biggest sale of the year. Keeps us on air, plus they're great products. Check them out at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. I love Trump. He's getting a lot of great Republicans elected. The New World Order hates his guts. He got a lot of other therapeutics rammed through. I know Trump's number. And he got the Regeneron through. He battled to get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. He just trusts the medical system. And I know people that know Trump well. He's a germaphobe. He doesn't go to the doctor a lot, but he really listens to doctors. And he signed on to this. They told him it would work. They lied. They set him up. And I'm not giving him a pass, but he's doing a lot more good on our team than them putting him in prison. So I'll take what we've got from Trump now. It's terrible that he won't come out against the shots, but everybody else is, and 1% are taking the shots compared to what were. So government is now coming with a mandate, color of law, through the schools with a federally mandated shot in CDC regs they're pushing out today. And DeSantis and his Surgeon General have already come out against it. I wish Trump would, but his strength is that he is a donkey. He's a Republican, so he's an elephant, but he's a jackass. Anybody that's been around donkeys or mules, no, they are stubborn as hell. They're going to do what they want to do. And so they can't make him do what they want, but we can't make him do what we want. And that's a separate issue, but we're just going to have to sit here and ourselves expose this. Too bad Trump won't do it. Because this is just coming out more and more. And the more he gets behind this, the more he owns it. And that's his problem. I'm going to move on from Trump. But you heard I just called for Tulsi Gabbard to run as VP with DeSantis. I can't help it. DeSantis has come out against the shot. DeSantis has said it's hurting people. DeSantis' attorney general surgeon general has said it's bad. And that's all that matters to me, because the number one issue is these children. And I have a 5-year-old. I have a 14-year-old. I have an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old. Hell, my son just turned 20, excuse me. So we're dealing with all of this. And I know you're dealing with it too. And it fundamentally doesn't make me angry now. It makes me upset with myself that we're letting this happen, because this is outrageous. I mean, imagine you work for the Justice Department that's being told anybody that questions these shots is a terrorist. And Peter Strzok, it's one of the 5 things they list in the FBI declaration of war last June against America. Borders, you question that being open. You question election fraud. You question lockdowns. You question forced injections. You are a terrorist. Well, they terrorize us with the mask and the lockdowns and the collapse and the whole society disintegrating. Do you really, as an FBI agent or anybody else or a school teacher or anybody, why would you want to be part of this? It's bizarre. And we do see hundreds of prominent FBI whistleblowers going to Congress, but they all get bottlenecked there, and then they get persecuted while Congress claims they're helping them. So we have a bureaucracy at war with us. It's not America. It's not even the government. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-captured U.S. government, occupied U.S. government. And it really is a line in the sand for me. The children, when these damn shots are experimental, and we now know are killing people in mass. In fact, I have a stack of articles right here in the U.S. and around the world of children and young people, and the numbers show it, dying of heart attacks and myocarditis at 40, 50, 60,000 times the previous number. Because used to, children having heart attacks, unless it was congenital, born with heart problems, was absolutely ultra rare. But it's not rare now. It's as common as the sun coming up in the morning. And it gets worse. Did you know pediatric cancer until the 70s was non-existent? If a kid had cancer previous to the 70s, doctors would get on airplanes to fly across the country to see a child with cancer because it was so rare. Now, you can't swing a stick at the shopping mall and not hit a kid that's got cancer. They are murdering us. And I'm not just going to sit here while they normalize on the sides of buses and TV ads, not just here, but all over the world, that, hey, heart attacks are normal in kids. No, they are not. And I can't imagine why anybody would want to work for the system and get a measly paycheck to be part of this when you're being targeted with it as well. But don't forget, the federal government exempted all the key people, Congress and the FBI and everybody else, from their own shots. I mean, this is really a psychotic group of people that are out to get us. And just like Trump is becoming a politically perishable item, it's not a threat physically. I'm saying, like, you know, milk going bad on the shelf. He has an expiration date and it's almost over. He did it to himself. That's the way it is. He's had a chance to turn it around. But the bureaucrats that are trying to make people take it, Trump's not trying to make anybody take it. So if Trump's done something bad, it's a 2 on a 10. And his good stuff kind of outweighs it. So, you know, he's like at a 0.5 bad guy right now. People pushing this, like Fauci and Gates and the media and the big censors, anybody else that's on board, is a 10. I mean, you are a mass murderer now. You are a horrible, evil person. Can't you see which way the wind's blowing and be like Tulsi Gabbard's coming out against the shots a long time ago, or DeSantis or his Surgeon General or everybody else? I mean, can't you just be good people? I'm remembering what's in this stack here. And we got Gavin McGinnis coming up. I'm going to actually bring up the shots with him. But you talk about gain of function. Did you know a U.S. university admits, is currently bragging, that they just created a COVID variant that kills 80% of the animals it comes in contact with? That's coming up next hour. We've introduced, we're promoting, and our guest is introduced in Congress. It's about to be introduced. Impeachment legislation against Biden for trying to start World War III and launching a war without congressional approval. It's the War Powers Act. We've got him dead to rights. We can stop them if you take action. Go to InfoWars.com right now. There's an article up there on the main page, and there's a link to the legislation under the live show feed. I would suggest every one of you get to a computer, get on your phone, go to InfoWars.com right now and share this. And then I would also add, there's only days left in this because I got to have a meeting after the show with the warehouse folks. Every one of our supplements is 40 to 50% off. Promo code 1776, get an additional 10% off. That's up to 60% off on things like X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus and all the other great products. So I would take action now. Plus, it keeps us on the air. I want to thank you all for your amazing support. We are neck and neck in the red, in the black. We can continue on and stand against these enemies, and they're so angry, and they're trying to silence everybody. But if you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the strongest organic vitamin C on the market with rose hips and zinc to supercharge it, the Linus Pauling Nobel Prize winning formula, it's 50% off without promo code, 60% off with promo code 1776. Get the vitamin D3 gummies, highest grade vitamin D3 with calcium. So good for adults, children, everybody, going into the winter, going into the fall. It's 60% off with promo code 1776. So take action. That's what victory is about. Empower your life. Empower your immune system. Empower your energy with Brain Force Ultra or Brain Force Plus. And experience it for yourself while knowing you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight. And our shipping is great right now. We are getting stuff out within a day of the orders coming in. And I want to thank you all for your support. We're under tremendous attack, and without your support, we'll not be here. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to salute and thank everybody that's helped with the legal bills. Without you, we could not do it. We're barely paying them. Because of you, we are paying them right now. That is SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com. Whether it's $5 or $50, whatever you do, take action now. SaveInfoWars.com and 1776coin.com. Also use promo code 1776. you got us the amazing sponsor a few years ago that have been great. The problem was everybody sold out of high quality, but at the same time, affordable sat phones. They finally got them back in. They also have this amazing Bivy Stick dongle that turns any phone into a sat phone. Spend a few minutes telling folks about InfoWarsPhone.com.
Well, first of all, anybody who's watched what happened in Florida absolutely saw people without power, people without communication. And the word when you lose communication is you panic. The nice thing about satellite phone store is the owners have dedicated themselves to making sure everyone can stay in touch with their loved ones if they understand how fragile the electrical grid is and also the cell phone communication grid. I'm told that there are hundreds of thousands of people without cell phones in Florida. And what was neat about satellite phone store, Alex, they sent out vans and were finding people that had to communicate to let their loved ones know that they're alive. Communication in a survival situation is paramount, not just to be keeping in contact with your loved ones, but for information services. So the Bivy Stick obviously is satellite to satellite. You use your cell phone in airplane mode, but this is probably one of the neatest things there is. The difference between the Bivy Stick and satellite phone is a voice communication, but you're limited to the amount of text you can send. With a Bivy Stick, you can give messaging, and that's one of the things that's so important. And these are free just with a year contract. They have the satellite phones back in stock. You mentioned that. 1,000 of them, I believe, available at the end of October. They've got the Bivy Stick. The package comes with a free phone. They have a satellite uplinks. They have the storage battery, the power solar generators. In essence, they are a one-stop communication and electrical production facility.
Go to InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. 941-955-1020. That's InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020. This is essential. Everybody needs this.